There's some things that I'm talking. In my dream, I was filled gardens and always in the crowd. Watching you take. Yeah.
the weather, so just let me be. Hello, you wanna dress me up in yellow? Wipe my mouth and feed me jello, caramello. Maybe another time I'll say what's on my mind, just let me lie. Just let me lie.
You're tuned into the September 14th edition of Look at My Records. So happy to have all of you listening today. Three great songs to start out the program. Brand new EP from a great band, Star 80. And we heard the song, the very wonderful song called Westfield Gardens. Four-song EP also features the great San Bernardino, another really good song, but we heard Westfield Gardens. Get that EP available on Bandcamp right now. After that, we transition very smoothly into Sweetheart by Longbeard. She's from New Jersey, and her new record just dropped yesterday on Double Double Whammy. It's called Means to Me. You can get it on limited edition bone in clear vinyl, only 12 remaining. And she's about to head out on a short tour in September. And she'll be back at Baby's All Right on September 26th. Wrapped up that set with a song by Daisy the Great, a new discovery for me. They released a really good EP earlier this year called I'm Not Getting Any Taller, and this is a brand new single that dropped in early August called I'm Fine. And they're playing at Our Wicked Lady on September 28th with Samia, Active Bird Community, Nick Cianci, Tarun Perla, and Blue Da Tiger. Whoa, that's a long lineup, even for the rooftop. And as it turns out, it's one of those shows that are presented by Doc Martens. And by that point in time, it'll probably be feeling like fall, so you could put your boots on and not worry about your feet getting all sweaty. Ew. Sorry to give everyone that visual. Let's keep the music going to shake off the mental image of sweaty feet. One of my favorite bands of the last few years, Triptides, playing a rare NYC show Tonight at Baby's All Right, they'll be playing with Smock. Great, great psychedelic rock band. Most of them are from my area of New Jersey, too, I believe. And Floral. Floral and Triptides are touring with local support from Smock. Can't wait for this show. Triptides just released a brand new single, their second single of the year, Call of Creation. We're going to hear the B-side called See Her Light, and that's out now on Greenway Records. Order it before it's sold out. All those Greenway record singles, LPs, great limited pressings that sell out pretty quick. So hopefully they'll have some tomorrow at the show, because I'm going to order that shit. If not, so I'll basically probably see whether or not they have it at the show tomorrow and then immediately order it if they don't. But I'm hoping they do. So this is going to be a bit of a psych set right in the meaty portion of the program. Triptide, Smock, Floral. We also got a new one from my friend Jane Church. She just put out a new single as well. Ghost Funk Orchestra 2, if you guys haven't heard a song for Paul yet, you're about to, and you're about to be blown away. Plus a great new single from Fruit and Flowers, Run, 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 to wrap up this next set. Here we go, new song from Triptides called See Her Light. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Shining through the darkness of the night, I hear the voice call from far away.
New single from local favorites, Fruit and Flowers, called Run, Run, Run. Check that out on Bandcamp, Spotify, all other streaming platforms, if you dug it, which I know you did. I saw Fruit and Flowers on Thursday, and their new songs have a nice, perfect dose of saxophone in them. So, I got a live sampling. Looking forward to hearing the tracks in recorded released form as well. Saxophone and all. Great show on Thursday night by Fruit and Flowers. They always bring it. Anyway, what a great set. I fucking loved that set with all my heart. Kicked it off with Triptide's brand new song. I didn't realize it was just released yesterday. I thought it had been out for a couple of days. See Her Light, it's a B-side on their brand new single, Call of Creation, available now via Greenway Records. They're playing tonight at Baby's All Right, along with the next two bands in this set. Interstellar Nobody by Smock is what we heard next. Title track off of their 2018 EP, Interstellar Nobody. Great fucking heady song, people. Then we heard Supersede by Floral off of their 2019 record, Postponement. Again, Floral, Smock, Triptides. Tonight at Baby's All Right, I'll see everyone there. Jane Church back with a new single called Storm Rider, and we played the B-side again, Jet Blonde. Love the song. Great follow-up to his January release on Greenway Records. Kali Mocho Molotov, if you haven't listened to the full length yet, check it out. Great songs like Rocket to the Kremlin, Demolition USA, Red Flags, New England. Love me some Jane Church on the Look at My Records program. One of the early guests on the live version of the show. He's great. Keep doing your thing. New single's excellent, as I'm sure you all agree. After that, we heard Skin I'm In by Ghost Funk Orchestra off of album that's really been blowing me away and a lot of other people. A Song for Paul. They were playing a bunch of shows recently, Ghost Funk Orchestra. I think taking the month off, but they'll be back. They're playing Rough Trade on Halloween with Cindy Kane and Evolfo. And they'll also be playing at National Sawdust on October 24th with the Wally Sangha. So a lot going on for Ghost Funk Orchestra. If you haven't heard A Song for Paul and you want to get it on vinyl, act quick, because I think there's a lot pressed on Coal Mine Records. Gold pressing, I believe. But I think it's almost sold out. So you may have to settle for regular black vinyl. The horror, people! But I'm sure if there's over 1,000 pressed, which I think there are, you could hit up the Discogs page. You may have to pay a premium, but I think it's worth it. Or just buy it on black vinyl. Totally up to you. And again, we wrapped up the set with Fruit and Flowers, brand new single, Run, Run, Run. Great follow-up to their awesome 2017 EP, Drug Tax, which I was all about, and can't wait to hear more. Their next show, September 21st, it's the record release show for the band Big Cheese. Pop Empire from Ohio is also on the bill, and that's at Knitting Factory. Saturday, September 21st. Believe that's next weekend, people. 7 days away. Mark your calendars. All right. Next set, not psychedelic at all. More electronic and synthy. You familiar with synthesizers, listeners of the Look at My Records program? Well, you're about to get acquainted with them. Very happy to be the radio program that's debuting this next song in the United States. First time on United States radio, you'll be hearing a great track from Mark Fernie, who Divided Cities. Excellent single. We got the new single from Johnny Couch, too, Irrational Hearts. He just got married, by the way. Congratulations. And he'll be a guest on this program later this month. Stay tuned. Also, new single from Monograms from their forthcoming album, which is due out next week. And new single from my favorites, good friends of the Look at My Records program, No Swoon. Don't Wake Up, Wake Up to wrap up that set. The song is fucking killer, and so is the music video. Hey, just keep listening. You're listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Sweeping gestures.
That was Don't Wake Up, Wake Up, newest single from Brooklyn's No Swoon. First single off of their forthcoming debut self-titled record, which is dropping on November 1st. Have a feeling there'll be a couple other singles out before the full record drops. They'll be celebrating the release of this single that we just heard to wrap up that set on September 30th at Elsewhere with Parrot Dream and Absolutely Yours. Going to be a great show. Hope to see you all there. Circling back to the start of that set, Mark Fernyhough. His awesome single, Divided Cities, to kick off the set. Followed it up with Irrational Hearts by Johnny Couch. Hey, this great guy, Johnny Couch, gonna be on the Look at My Records program on September 28th. And that single, Irrational Hearts, he put out a new record basically a couple of months ago and followed it up with this great single. Can't wait to talk all about Irrational Hearts and the LP, which I encourage you all to check out. It's called Mystery Man. And then we heard from Monograms. Monograms has a new record coming out on the 20th, next Friday. It's called Living Wire, and the song we heard, the first single from the record, Pirate Government Inc. Monograms will be celebrating the release of this new record at the Broadway on Saturday, September 21st. They'll be joined by Big Bliss, Russian Baths, and Jelly Kelly. That's all the time we have for today. You've been listening to Look at My Records on Radio Free Brooklyn. We'll see you next week, where I'll be joined by Laura Regan of The Footlight.